The Chemical Reporter.
Hi everyone, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's podcast is a colorful one. Jing from Beijing wants to know, what makes blue jeans blue? As far back as the Middle Ages in Europe, blue has always been a color worn by the nobility. Some kings wore blue cloaks to their crowning ceremonies. The dye was made from a substance that had to be brought all the way from far-off India, indigo, which was made from an extract of the indigo plant. Fabrics have been dyed blue in Europe since antiquity with a color distilled from another plant called dyer's woad, a perennial from a completely different family. The blue of dyer's woad is extracted from the leaves of the plant, while indigo blue is extracted from flowers. The deep, rich hues of indigo that caught the eyes of kings could only be achieved with the help of a plant that grew half a world away. To save themselves the long trip, chemists at the end of the 19th century decided to make indigo in the laboratory. The search for exactly the right formula actually turned into something of a feverish competition, and even back then, BASF was right in the thick of it. In 1897, it became the first company to hit the market with a synthetically produced version of indigo. From then on, you didn't have to be royalty to be able to afford the color blue. In fact, nowadays, even the most popular style of pants on the face of the planet, blue jeans, are dyed with the color. Indigo is what is known as a vat dye. The term dates back to the days when the dyers colored textiles by immersing them in vats filled with a stinking mixture of water, urine, and potash. Indigo doesn't dissolve easily in water. It has to be made soluble. Methods have improved over the years, of course. Nowadays, the dyeing industry generally accomplishes the task with sodium dithionite, a salt mixed with a caustic soda solution. The substances react in a process known as reduction, which turns indigo into the water-soluble indoxyl, a yellowish-white liquid. Then the dyeing can begin. When cloth is submerged in the water, it doesn't immediately come out blue, though. You have to have patience, because the reduction process has to be reversed through oxidation. The indoxyl in the fabric reacts with oxygen and turns back into blue indigo. The dye also attaches firmly to the fibers in the cloth, and because it's no longer water-soluble, it doesn't come out in the wash. In the old days, dyers used to hang the dyed cloth out on a line and let the oxygen in the atmosphere do the job. Now, industrial dyeing factories use special oxidizing solutions to accomplish it more quickly. By the way, blue jeans producers are still the most important consumers of synthetically produced indigo. The color of artificial indigo fades after a while, and although there are lots of other dyes that retain their color for much longer periods, for jeans, the synthetically produced indigo is the perfect substance to attain that stylish, washed-out look. My favorite color is blue, as a matter of fact, blue like blueberry pie. It's time for me to take care of a few reduction processes of my own, at least until my fingers turn the perfect shade of indigo. Thanks for joining me, and take care. Until next week, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.